Very much been looking forward to this man joining me in the studio. Part of the NBL Next Stars program, and he is a star in the making. His name is Terry Armstrong. He's been good enough to join me in the studio this afternoon. Terry, thanks for being here, mate. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Did you find the place okay?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How are you enjoying Melbourne life? You are a long way away from Flint, Michigan, obviously. How are you enjoying it so far?
It was a bit different at first, but I kind of have some guys that are like my age that I met early, so it kind of helped me get adjusted to it. And I had a couple teammates that played with me back home, and they were from here. So once I got here, I linked up with them and kind of just helped out.
Everything you've hoped it would be so far?
Yeah, everything I hope.
Phoenix fans, knowing that you've been coming on, have been texting me all afternoon asking, want to know how his foot is, how's the body going? You missed the start of NBL 20, but it was good to see you out there last weekend. How is the foot?
The foot is fine. I don't feel anything. It feels normal. My calf is fine. Quad is coming along. Just being patient with it. I started back fully practicing last week, all this week. So I'm just looking forward to getting out there.
How have you found the Phoenix program? As I say, it's different, and it's different in that it's a first-year team. John Robertson was in your seat a couple of weeks ago and asked him the same thing, and he said he didn't quite know what to expect. But since he's been here, he's loved everything about the Phoenix program.
Yeah, same thing. Like, coming in from a different country, you never know what you're going to expect. But it's been different, and I like it so far, what Coach Simon is doing with the guys. Well, Creaky, he came back straight in right away talking, and it felt like he's just interested in the program and wants to win.
Yeah, he's a winner. We've seen a lot of and you might have seen some of the social media footage that the club's been putting up, which has been great because as fans we get to see some of the stuff that goes on. Mm-hmm. Some of the stuff that Mitch talks about at practice and all that sort of stuff is, he's born for a leadership role, isn't he? Are you learning much from guys like him?
Yeah, I'm learning a lot. Like, I think when he first got back, he wasn't practicing. He took 2 days off, but he came in to watch practice. And him just being on the sideline, talking to the guys, talking to me. And once I got a chance to go talk to him, just try to get all the feedback I could from him.
How have you found the jump from playing underage and high school basketball to playing and training with men day in, day out? Has it been difficult?
Yes, it was difficult at first. I think now I'm getting used to it. The physicality.
Is that the big difference, the physical side of things?
Yeah, that's a very big difference. Most guys back home in high school, not very physical, so it's much easier on your body. But here you have to start learning how to take care of your body, and you got guys just bumping into you every day at practice.
Mm.
So it's kind of different.
Was it a shock at first, even at practice, to see how physical it was?
Yeah, it was shocking at first. I think first time going up for a fast break, and guy just shoved me.
Yeah?
And I was like, I don't think he can do that. But he's like, he's just being physical. That's how they play, so you have to get used to it.
You've had a chance to watch, obviously, because you've been injured, and you played the last couple of games, which has been great. Are you starting to see the team come together? It's a difficult thing to do, to bring people from all over the world and build chemistry straight away, but are you starting to see those sorts of signs of improvement?
Yeah, definitely, especially on the defensive side. I think we need to work there more, but I see in practice we're starting to gel together. Offense is kind of easy. Simon Drew got a great playbook for the guys, and John runs them well. I think all the guys play off it well, so I think we're fine.
Terry Armstrong from the Phoenix is in the studio with me. Now, in the chair that you're sitting in and the chair next to you, about 2 months ago I had LaMelo and RJ in the studio, and it was fascinating. You're part of the same NBL Next Stars program. Did you know about it? How did it come to your attention that this was potentially an option for you to consider?
Well, first, I think everyone knows. RJ did it first, and Melo did it after, and me and Melo and RJ are good friends. So me saying that, it was like, I want to do the same thing. You know, I want to focus on myself and basketball and better myself. So this was an easy decision.
And they're getting a lot of the hype, and there's a lot of talk, and you know, ESPN and SportsCenter are running draft specials at the moment, and there's a lot of talk about LaMelo and RJ. You get to kind of just do this under the radar a little bit now, don't you? Let them take all the attention and you just go about your business.
Yeah, it's actually good that they have all the spotlight on them. You know, And me, I've always been an underdog, so just come out of nowhere. And I think this season I would surprise people.
Have you spoken to them, and how are they finding it so far? Are you talking much during the season?
We haven't talked much during the season, but I feel like they're fine. Watching their highlights, I feel like they're getting adjusted to it and playing very well.
Spoke about growing up in Flint, Michigan. Tough part of the world, no question about that. I mean, I love the way that teams from that area go about their business in all sports. You know, they're tough teams to play. Was it always basketball for you? Did you, from a young age, did you set your eyes and your sight on being a professional basketballer?
No, actually, I started a couple different sports before actually getting into basketball. I originally wanted to be a football player.
Yep.
But me playing basketball, someone actually stopped me. Like,
really?
Basketball is going great for you. And I don't want to get hurt playing football. So after that, basketball just started taking off, and I just stuck with it.
A couple of people asking off the speckle text, are you a Pistons fan?
Yeah, hopefully they draft me.
You'll be more of a fan if they draft you, won't you?
Yeah.
Who was your idol growing up? I mean, you're still young yourself, but who was the player that you loved watching?
I'll say LeBron. I mean, me being young, so I don't really know much about the older players, but I watched LeBron a lot growing up. But now I'm starting to focus more on KD on the offensive side, and he kind of changed his game to be a great defensive player.
Yeah, well, you're sort of similar in a way. You got those long arms and that extra reach. You can model yourself on KD a little bit.
Yeah, I try, but someone tell me I'm not as high, so don't think about it.
In all seriousness, have you thought about it much that we've just spoken about Kevin Durant and LeBron as well, that you will be in the same league as them next year and potentially be on the court with them at the same time? Do you think about that much?
Not much. I'm really just trying to focus here first before I get ahead of myself, but I thought about it a couple times.
Be pretty amazing.
Yeah. Hopefully, I can't wait.
Yeah, well, you got this season to take care of first. What role, now that we are going to start to see you out there more, what role do you want to play with the Phoenix for this season? Where do you see yourself fitting into all of this?
I think I'll just come in and be the energy guy. No, I'm really working on my defense right now, trying to stay locked in on that side. So I think if I come in and help on a defensive side, it will lead to my offense.
Before I let you go, I'm asking a lot of the imports this same question this year. Is there an Australian food that you've come to like since you've been here? Is there something that you're enjoying, Aussie food in particular?
Nah, I haven't found anything yet.
You haven't touched Vegemite?
Nah. I can't do Vegemite.
Stay away from Vegemite. If you don't like it, it's bad news, Terry. Trust me. Hey, thanks for coming in today. I really appreciate it, especially a day out from the game. Good luck tomorrow against the Breakers, and good luck for this season. We can't wait to see more of you.
Thank you.
Terry Armstrong from the South East Melbourne Phoenix joining us. They are in action tomorrow against the Breakers at 5:30. We'll